Mr. Jordan, City News, good morning. Welcome to the show. And with all the Ebola breakout and everything going on, we thought it'd be fitting to actually reach out and see if we can get anybody who's in our city that's actually from Liberia.
Hi, what's up, man? My name is James, a.k.a. Junior JR. And I was calling about this Ebola topic. You know, I'm from Africa, too, the hardest hit country, Liberia. And I don't think it's fair because people are being real mean and people are being real ignorant, not knowing their information. And I just pray for everybody back there. I've been in America since the age of 3. So, you know, my heart goes out to everybody out there. My thing is, I'm trying to tell everybody out there, we really can't do nothing but pray and hope that this disease go away. Because it just started yesterday. It's been around since 1976, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a very bad disease. And I have a mother back home. I talk to her every day. She's fine. You know, she's actually a nurse back home. You know, so I just pray for her. Hopefully she'd be all right. You know, I just want to share that with everybody. So nobody needs to be scared. Ebola ain't about to take over America. You know what I mean? You ain't got to be scared. You ain't got to judge people. It's a disease that we all fight. I just want to say that.
You're from Liberia and your mother is in Liberia.
Yeah, my name is James, a.k.a. Junior JR. That's my rap name. Look out for me.
Thank you so much. And will you let us know, give us an update, since your mom is actually in Liberia? How often do you talk to her?
I talk to her on a regular about twice or three times a week.
And how is she afraid? Especially with her being a nurse.
She's a hero. She's not afraid. Like, she's a aid worker. You know what I mean? She's been working for the Liberian government since the Civil War, after the Civil War, even up till now.
And you're not nervous with your mom being there with all the Ebola outbreak?
I'm nervous, but she's a hero. So, you know, and like I said, a little history about me. I have not seen my mother since the age of 3. I'm 24 now.
Wow.
So the only type of contact we have is communication on the phone.
Why have you not gone back?
Because it's a war-torn country, and, you know, I was born when the war started in 1990. You know, so we all fled. You know what I mean? Everybody fled. If you research Liberians, it's a Liberian person in every country, at least one person in every country in this world. And this world consists of over 200 countries. So you do the math.
Wow.
So that's what the war did. We just scattered everywhere, you know?
Do you want your mom to come here to visit?
Yeah, I really do want her to come here and visit because she out there working with Ebola patients and trying to help people. But like I said, she's not scared. It's just people need to know that information and know that fact.
Thank you so much for your call. We really appreciate it.
I appreciate y'all. Thank you. And I love y'all station.
That's what's up.
Send your mom our well wishes.
Exactly.
For sure.